Greetings. It's May 13th, Monday of the seventh week of Easter. Today is the memorial of Our Lady of Fatima. On May 13, 1917, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to three peasant children, Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia. They were taking care of their family's sheep when they saw a beautiful woman standing above a bush near their home in Fatima, Portugal. The children were all under 10 years old. Mary appeared to them on the 13th day of six consecutive months, with the exception of August, because the children had been arrested and interrogated by local officials. The visits came to an end with the miracle of the sun during the last apparition on October 13, 1917. During the apparitions, Mary told the children to pray the rosary each day to bring about peace and an end to war. She asked them to pray for the conversion of Russia and do penance for the conversion of sinners. She said God desired the world to have a devotion to her Immaculate Heart. In March 2022, not long after Russia invaded Ukraine, Pope Francis consecrated both countries to Mary's Immaculate Heart. Previous popes had consecrated Russia to Mary's Immaculate Heart, but had not mentioned the country by name as Pope Francis did. Several movies have been made about the events in Fatima, including The Miracle of Our Lady of Fatima in 1952, Apparitions at Fatima in 1992, The 13th Day in 2009, and Fatima in 2020. We turn now to our passage from Corinthians. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 through 5. The issue of Christ's resurrection and our resurrection is of first importance, the heart of our faith. We have here the oldest written record of Christ's resurrection appearances. Paul's letter to the Corinthians was written before any of the Gospels, and Paul notes that he is passing on what he received. So it goes back even further. Each element of this condensed creed is important. Christ died. He was not simply unconscious. For our sins, his was not a meaningless death. In accordance with the Scriptures, this was part of God's plan for the salvation of the human race. He was buried. Again, Jesus was truly dead. He was raised on the third day, more than his memory lived on, and more than his soul. He appeared to Cephas, Peter, and then to the 12. Literally, he showed himself. The emphasis is on Christ's initiative, not the subjective experience of those who saw him. Repeat this short creed slowly, thoughtfully, prayerfully. Christ died for our sins. In accordance with the Scriptures, he was buried. He was raised on the third day. He appeared to Cephas, Peter, and then to the 12. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.